This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian news said that the social media troll factory owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian mercenary leader used to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries, has been disbanded following the stunning mutiny by Prigozhin and his Wagner Group fighters in Russia last month.
The Kommersant, a Russian newspaper, is also reporting that the government's communications watchdog is blocking media outlets linked to Prigozhin without elaborating. On Saturday, Reuters cameras spotted Wagner logos being removed from its corporate offices in St. Petersburg. The building was raided by authorities during the mutiny. It was opened only last year and dubbed a military technology center.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will participate this week in his first multilateral summit since an armed rebellion rattled Russia. Analysts say his participation at the virtual summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Tuesday is an opportunity to show he is in control after the short-lived insurrection. Security Forum was founded by Russia and China in a bid to counter Western alliances from East Asia to the Indian Ocean. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will make an official visit to Beijing starting Thursday, second top U.S. official sent to the number two economy in the world.
A senior Treasury official said Sunday that Yellen will meet with senior Chinese officials on a broad range of issues. Those include U.S. concerns about the impact of China's new anti-spying law on foreign firms that operate there. They also say Yellen's visit is part of a push by President Joe Biden to stabilize the relationship between the world's two largest economies and minimize the risk of mistakes when disagreements arise. China's finance ministry on Monday confirmed Yellen's visit from July 6th to the 9th. It comes just weeks after Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Beijing and agreed with Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
And this is VOA News. At least two people were killed, 28 others injured, about half of them children, in a mass shooting in Baltimore, Maryland, early Sunday, with police calling for information as they continue hunting down multiple suspects. Reuters' Diane Toe tells us more.
In what Maryland authorities called insanity, the shooting took place after a neighborhood party and left an 18-year-old woman and 20-year-old man dead. Maryland Senate President Bill Ferguson.
This is a societal problem that we're dealing with, a mass shooting where a disagreement turns into 28 people shot. This is insanity. This cannot be the society that we are expected to live in. We have to do better.
Police said they're searching for multiple suspects and are urging the community to come forward with any information or videos.
Politicians and activists are divided on the potential repercussions of a series of U.S. Supreme Court decisions this past week. While some praise the conservative justices who make up a majority in the 9-member court, others are questioning whether their rulings will hurt some minorities. But as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has a different perspective.
The LGBTQ community, according to critics, could be the target of new forms of discrimination after the court's conservative majority sided with a business owner who refused to provide services to same-sex couples. In Pence's opinion, it was a victory for religious liberty.
That strong conservative majority also affirmed the right of every American to live, to work, to worship according to the dictates of their conscience.
Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Unrest across France, sparked by the police shooting of a 17-year-old, appeared to slow on its sixth night. But still, public buildings, cars, and municipal trash cans and were targeted nationwide by fires and vandalisms overnight into Monday. And all, according to the Interior Ministry, there are 157 arrests overnight out of a total of 3,354 arrests in all since June 27th. Two law enforcement stations were attacked, among other damages. Israeli drones have struck targets in a stronghold of militants in the occupied West Bank, and hundreds of troops are deployed in the area. Monday's incursion resembled the wide-scale military operations carried out during the second Palestinian uprising 2 decades ago. Palestinian health officials said at least 5 Palestinians were killed, 27 injured. It came at a time of growing domestic pressure for a tough response to a series of attacks on Israeli settlers, including one last week that killed 4 people. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.